DJ Rampage.
Listen to a pro and as I start going, blowing, flowing, showing, and mowing MCs, that I'm the capital H to evil. I decent. This is my yard and better yet, my precinct.
Back on Lance Day Radio Network. Sirius XM 141. Shout out to my man, DJ Rampage, who's always in his bag. I'm a huge Heavy D fan. One of my favorite MCs of all time. The Big Time album with the girls, the girls they love me. That was actually one of the first hip hop tapes that I owned back in the day. Heavy D, people forget how amazing Heavy D was and how much of an influence he was on Biggie and Big L, Nas, Mobb Deep. Heavy D was that dude, influenced all of those artists. They were much more into the streets and to the hardcore side. But Heavy D, as far as his style, his swag, his drip, the way he carried himself. Remember an episode of A Different World where Heavy D was performing at Hillman and met Whitley Gilbert? Like, Heavy D was a huge star. Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper, Heavy D up in the limousine. I want to talk. It's good to be back on the air. I took a little bit of time off. We've been preparing to get the Rubicon up, the Health Cash series, and I spoke about that earlier, how excited Janelle and myself and the rest of the team are to be sharing more content with HUR Voices and really stepping into the forefront in the healthcare community beyond what we do with sports talk and entertainment. I'm going to be moving a lot of the business discussions to the Rubicon because every once in a while, I'll have a business take. This is not going to be a sports take. I want to talk about business briefly. And as I've stated, I do a PSA maybe once a quarter. Just the observation of what's going on in my personal life, what I see with friends, what I see with family, what I see with my wife, my travels, what I see in the business world, colleagues. And occasionally, I will just craft a harangue about something that's really itching at my soul. Something's really getting on my nerves. It's just irritating the absolute hell out of me. I've said this before. I don't want to filibuster. This is going to be a moderately short segment. But if I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. I don't care if you face toxic people in your personal life, in your professional life, in your friendship circles, within your family. I don't care who the bleep they are and what your relationship is to that individual. The only way to deal with, and everybody uses this word over and over again. Everyone's a narcissist in 2025. Everybody's a narcissist. Everybody's toxic. Everybody's self-absorbed. Everybody gaslights you. And Lance J is not an individual that subscribes to that theory. Just because someone has a disagreement with you, they have a different political view, religious view, someone in your inner circle, someone that you work with, just because they have a different philosophy and you want to go left, they want to go right. You want to go up, they want to go down. You're saying that the sky is blue. They're saying that the sky is gray. That does not make them a narcissist. If somebody likes pancakes and French toast for breakfast and you prefer steak and eggs, that individual is not a narcissist. They're not gaslighting you. I've had my cousin Megan McGlover come on the show several times and talk about actual real life gaslighting and toxic masculinity, toxic femininity. I see a lot of that. You got the race war on Instagram. You got the gender war. I don't get into that, but I will say, I'm talking about for people that are true narcissists, true gaslighters, someone that makes you question your reality. Someone that you know what they said. You had a discussion with someone. You got it on email from work. You got it in a text from someone in your personal life. You remember specifically what happened, how this person went ham on you, how this person was profane and rude and stonewalled you, whatever this person needed to do to get their way, to steamroll you. You remember it. You have it documented. And I've had quite a few friends that have experienced this in their work, in their career. And then you talk to someone, you say, hey, I really don't like how that went down. I don't like what you said to me. I don't like how you treated me. I don't like how you approached me. And that person said to you, oh, you're too sensitive. I was just joking. Or I never said that. And you're stunned. You're flummoxed because you specifically remembered exactly what they said and what they did. And you have the text message. You're reading it. You have the email from your boss. You're reading it. You specifically remember when you were in that meeting and your colleague lied and stole credit for your work. The only way to deal with people like that, the only way to deal with a true narcissist is to not deal with a narcissist. We got to do better as a society and stop tolerating this level of chicanery from our coworkers, from our friends, from our relatives, even from our spouses, some of you. At some point, I know that I was personally put, and I can only speak for Lance J. I know that I was put on this earth to be the hammer and not the nail. I've said that over and over again. I wasn't put on earth to be nobody's nail. I wasn't put on earth to be anybody's redheaded stepchild, their whipping boy. I wasn't put on earth to be the pariah, to be the outsider, the outcast, to be Andre Three Stacks and Big Boy. I wasn't put on earth to be your bitch. That's not what I was created to be. That's not what God has blessed me to be. That's not the intellect that I have. That's not the work ethic that I have. That's not the mindset that I have. And there's so many toxic people out there. I've been the toxic person. I'm preaching to myself. But there's so many toxic people out there. There's so many people out there that are not healed. There's so many people out there that don't have your best interest in mind. That person might be the individual, unfortunately, that you're sitting at once a week for Sunday dinner with. That person there could be in the next cubicle over from you. That person could be your boss. That person could be your boss's boss. That person could be masquerading as a friend. That person could be somebody that you've known since you were 15 years old and playing junior varsity basketball in high school. That person, unfortunately, could even be your spouse. But at the end of the day, we all have a choice. I'm speaking on it because I talked to several people in the last few weeks. They were in toxic situations. One of them was in a toxic situation with the employer. One of them was in a toxic situation with a family member. One of them was in a toxic situation with a longtime friend. I think this person was the maid of honor in her wedding. They all three told the narcissist to bleep off. And I absolutely loved it. Don't deal with people that belittle you. Don't deal with people. You have, the good Lord gave you wisdom. The good Lord gave you perception, intuition, whatever you want to call it. You get that feeling in your gut. Get that lump in your throat. A lot of my audience, these people in their late 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s, you know if somebody is toxic. You know if somebody's not right for you. You know if that job is draining you. If your boss is an absolute hack. You know if you're being underpaid, undervalued, mistreated. You know that. You know if your friends are not pulling their weight and you're 90% of the friendship. You know that. You know if somebody's not being intimate and honest and deliberate with you, that they're only keeping around when it's convenient for them. You know that. My listeners know that. Tell those people, look them in the eye, and tell those people to go fornicate themselves. Sirius XM 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
With room, here he gallops, cuts it back, down, the Alabama transfer, here at Ohio State, touchdown, world famous.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain.
Social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital.
Putting our health in our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.
My new car. Please bring me good juju.
You need good juju?
Juju Watkins.
Check this out.
Wow, that is good, but I just wanted to make sure my car has coverage.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A State Farm agent can help you choose the right coverage at a price that's right for you.
So who's up for some one-on-one?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.